Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. It's never an easy call with so many problems in the world to know where to direct the money that you donate when you want to help out in this world. But what I can tell you is that when you donate to CAMH, you're saving lives. We know about the opioid crisis. We know about the mental health crisis. They are doing the work. Help change mental health care forever. Your support will help CAMH build a future where no one is left behind. Donate at CAMH.ca/CanadaLand to help us treat addiction and build hope. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Lauren Strapagale, the social news editor for BuzzFeed.
Yep, that's me.
Welcome to Shortcuts.
Thank you.
This episode of Canada Land Shortcuts is brought to you by Paul Rubin, Guy Landry, Liz Clayton, Gordy Warnoff, Fly Ted, Jesse Freeston, Joan Baxter, Kelly Lawitz, and Ben Chapman. Ben, why did you decide to be awesome?
I'm a Canadian who works and lives in Southeast Asia. I listen to a lot of mainstream Canadian media to try and keep in touch with home, but media needs checks and balances, and you guys do a great job of that.
This episode is also brought to you by FreshBooks. Lauren, you work for BuzzFeed. You ever freelanced before that?
I've never freelanced.
You've never freelanced?
I'm a jerk, I know.
No, that's fine. Some people are employable, some people aren't. Those of us who freelance, who run small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, if you've got a small shop, if you're running your own thing, invoicing is a pain. Invoicing takes a lot of time. But FreshBooks makes it simple and easy. Their mobile app is an absolute delight. You can ask for an advance from your client, 5 or 10% when you start the job. That is a good thing to be able to do. It is a good thing to be able to see when your client sees your invoice. You know that they looked at it. It's easy to track your time and your expenses with FreshBooks.com. And if you go there now to FreshBooks.com, you can use their service, the mobile app, the whole thing for free for 30 days. And when you do become a customer, tell them who sent you. You will be doing the show a favor. Painless billing, cloud accounting with FreshBooks.com. The one last thing I want to mention, Lauren, we get a certain amount of flack from some people who are critical of our website.
Okay.
But we have just unveiled a new feature. And you're from BuzzFeed. You've got a whole team of data scientists and technologists and coders behind your content.
Yes, I've heard that.
But what you don't have and what we do, it's some next level shit. You can sign up for Not Sorry, our weekly newsletter, right on the homepage.
We actually have a newsletter that it's weekly delivery of hot men. So,
Weekly delivery of hot men, yeah. Is that technology?
There's a puppy one. There's a cat one.
Cats, puppies, men. We don't have that yet, but we do have sign up on the homepage. Did I mention you can sign up right on the homepage?
You can
homepage.
Sign up on the homepage.
Yeah,
I did just, that, in fact.
You did that?
I did.
You didn't have to click through to some other page?
No, it was right on the homepage.
Right on the homepage. Check it out. This will blow your mind. It is at CanadaLandShow.com. Sign up for Not Sorry by Vicky Machama. And if you happen to miss anything we do, you get a very handy and funny review of everything Canada Land has done, plus some other stuff, every Friday in your inbox. Not sorry. Check it out. This episode is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. Trust is important. There are a lot of mattress lies out there, a lot of mattress liars. And I didn't intend the pun, but it occurred to me that there is one as I was saying those words. Listen, I am not lying to you. I have experienced the Douglas mattress. It is an exceptional mattress at a surprisingly affordable price point. It is a mattress that sleeps cool, doesn't have that weird thing in the summer where the mattress gets like an oven. It's a very good product. It's delivered to your house in a box. You don't have to go to a big mattress store. It is a medium firm mattress, which is what Canadians prefer, and it comes with a 365-night trial and a 20-year warranty. What more can I tell you? Douglas is giving our listeners a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. We hear a lot about the opioid crisis. We talk a lot about the mental health crisis. These are serious problems. These problems affect us all. They've affected my life and my community. They're not intractable problems. I don't know what's going to solve them on a policy level, but day to day, helping people, that's what CAMH does. They do it on the ground when people need help, and they do it through research. The team at CAMH gave our team a tour of their facilities, and we were really just blown away by the incredible, heroic work that they're doing every day. They treat everyone with dignity, and their research is seeking and finding real solutions for everyone around the world. Help change mental health care forever. Your support will help CAMH build a future where no one is left behind. Donate at CAMH.ca/CanadaLand to help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. Lauren, Post Media, where you used to work.
Yeah, I did used to work. I worked for Post Media for about 2 years.
Which lost $263.4 million last year, which is just, it's going down in flames. And also is growing somehow as a monopoly newspaper chain, having swallowed up the Sun chain. The rumor is out, Frank Magazine reported that they are going to be killing newspapers. They're going to be amalgamating in markets where they have a Post Media paper and a Sun paper, like Calgary and Edmonton and Ottawa. They're just going to have one paper and people are going to lose their jobs. Journalists are going to be out of work. That is the rumor. Paul Godfrey denies it. Godfrey, who is the captain of the ship of this $263 million loss last year, we learned this week is also going to be inducted into the Canadian News Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, Paul.
Which I did not know existed.
It's not a real thing. That's my take on it.
Is it a real thing? Because you click around, it looks like somebody made the announcement, like brochure on, I don't know, Deluxe Paint 2.
Yeah.
And there's a dinner where Mansbridge and Godfrey will be made members of the Hall of Fame, and there will be beef tenderloin and Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
And yet, like, it didn't exist for 10 years. There is no actual physical space. It's a phantom. It's a fever dream. It's a hallucination.
It's just, I mean, whenever journalists give themselves awards, and especially when this, it's not even a real organization, apparently. I saw there's some complaints about the selection process. But, of course, it's a bunch of old white dudes patting other old white dudes on the back. That's kind of the journalism industry in a nutshell. I mean, I actually looked at all the winners and counted up. So out of like 120 people, there were 15 women on the list.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. And so surprising to see that one of the chief sponsors this year, as Paul Godfrey has given the award, is Post Media. Just as the last time they did.
Hey, they're very generous.
Like, just look, it's hands off. Anyone you want to give it to, we're going to give. The last time they handed out these things, they gave it to John Hondrick, who's the publisher of the Toronto Star, who was the sponsor that year. Toronto Star.
It's just a bunch of guys buying themselves a nice dinner. Let's not pretend it's more than that.
If you click around this thing, we had freelancer Anna Killen look into it for us. We've got an article up. And it's tremendous fun to click around and try to find any actual trace of what is this organization. There's one guy who's like part of a whiskey tasting association. And it's like you just like can lose yourself in this rabbit hole of white dude self-appreciation.
They probably play squash on the weekends. Like, we know who these people are.
They can go out and appreciate each other as much as they want. But meanwhile, they're just like torching everything around them as they hand each other awards.
Yeah. Welcome to journalism. I don't know. I'm pretty cynical about the journalism industry in general. And maybe that's partly because I've worked on the digital side of things since I started. But like the whole old media people, there isn't a sad old flaming circle jerk downwards.
I've actually been working for the last 3 hours on a special that we're doing tonight on the National in terms of kind of a behind-the-scenes look at this day. We've managed to get some pretty good access.
That moment when we come back with our exclusive inside look at the day.
Hello, everyone.
Lauren, did you see Peter Mansbridge's exclusive behind-the-scenes access documentary?
Oh, yeah. I watched it several times.
Where he had this unprecedented level of access to the Prime Minister, to Justin Trudeau, on one of his first days.
The first day.
The
they
first
raised
day.
A flag and everything, yeah.
So if you're like me, Lauren, then you were wondering, after seeing that revelatory piece of like exclusive behind-the-scenes footage with Trudeau, how did he get that access? How did Peter Mansbridge, just a scrappy reporter, just trying to get behind the scenes, how did he secure it? And lucky for me, and the rest of us are curious about that, Peter Mansbridge took to the CBC's blog because, you know, transparency is important to him as well. And he wrote extensively on all of the journalistic machinations that went into getting that fly-on-the-wall access. And I'm going to read, if I may, a little bit from this Peter Mansbridge blog post. And you'll have to imagine me as Peter Mansbridge here. I think the first time I asked for the opportunity to do an access documentary in a prime minister's office was during the Pierre Trudeau era. The answer was no. I've renewed that request in various forms with almost every one of the seven prime ministers who followed Trudeau the Elder. Until this week, the answer has always been the same. Not right now. So then later in this very long piece, he writes about how he finally went from no to go. Time was running out, so I tried something different. I played the you talk of openness and transparency, so prove it card. That actually seemed to curry some favor, at least with some in the inner Trudeau circle. So that is a gripping account of how...
He's a hero.
Of how boy reporter Pete Mansbridge was able to just like do that judo flip. Oh, you talk about openness and transparency, prove it. And that's how this relatively unknown reporter got that amazing level of access to Justin
Trudeau.
He
really made it big this time. He finally got his break.
So this is great for us journalists to like get like these pro tips on how to curry favor with the inner circle. Lauren, what also helps curry favor with Trudeau's inner circle is if you officiated the wedding of the director of communications in the Trudeau inner circle. And Mansbridge did. And we learned this, and we've broken this story on our website. Kate Purchase, the director of communications for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, was married to her husband in Italy by Peter Mansbridge, a fact which he somehow omits from this incredibly long victory lap he takes in explaining how he was able to finagle the behind-the-scenes footage. It's just incredible. And the CBC has confirmed, as has Kate Purchase, that they are longtime family friends. Kate Purchase, of course, is the daughter of Bruce Anderson, who just left the At Issue panel. We sent you a link to the wedding video.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was like an Instagram dream. There was like film grain and sepia tones and Mansbridge all smiling.
I think that maybe that's something Mansbridge might have like explained.
Yeah, maybe. You think?
And I think what kind of did him in here is like the victory lap he took of like bragging so smarmily.
Okay, but can we talk about that victory? I mean, yes, he should have disclosed his relationship to Kate Purchase. Absolutely. But also the entire blog post is basically like, we asked and they said yes.
Yeah.
That was it. He's trying to make this whole thing out to be so much more than it is. I mean, yes, it is technically unprecedented access if he's tried to do this before. But Trudeau has staked his whole persona around being this like open, available guy down the street, whatever. So Mansbridge getting to do that totally fits in with what Trudeau wants for himself and what his communications team wants. And there's also this whole thing of like during the video, Mansbridge kept trying to be like, talk about your dad. Is this a special flag? Is this office? He's at one point he was like, is this the office with the secret escape tunnel? And Trudeau's like, no, they're closets, bro. Like,
he was too treacly for Trudeau. Trudeau was like, calm down. Too much feelings. Like, you're getting too sentimental. The whole thing is so self-gratifying.
Yes.
And to all involved, because first of all, he's going on paragraph after paragraph of how he got in there as if this was some, like, wouldn't you have needed some sort of great journalistic revelation to have taken place? Because it was just a long promo video for Justin Trudeau and a big advertisement for, I mean, Trudeau did it to demonstrate his openness and transparency. Mansbridge
is congratulating Trudeau on all these other prime ministers wouldn't offer this level of transparency, but he did. Behind the scenes is the fact that these people are completely intertwined with each other in 100 different ways. So Bruce Anderson just stepped down from the At Issue panel, and he's getting congratulations and kudos for the high principle of saying he was okay with having all these familial connections to politics until his daughter took a position in government, because the At Issue panel discusses government all the time. And how can he be an objective commentator on the machinations of the Trudeau government when his daughter is the director of communications? So if that's not okay now, if that's a conflict of interest now, how is that not a conflict of interest during the campaign?
That's an excellent question. And absolutely it was. But I think that's also on the Hill. I mean, I've never worked on the Hill, to be fair, but from what I can tell, it's a very incestuous place. Journalists all comforting with politicians. I mean, look at Evan Solomon. What happened there? I think this is really showing that there's the strong ties between all these people. And when they choose and not choose to declare conflicts is quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Anderson he was the anomaly, because when Mansbridge was reporting on the oil sands and not disclosing that he'd been paid by CAP, when Rex Murphy was opining on the oil sands and not disclosing, Anderson would disclose, oh, I've got family who work for the Liberals. And as I understand it, that was actually like the source of some controversy behind the scenes of the National, because if one person discloses, that makes everybody else look bad. So at least he disclosed. But I just find this like a strange – they just make the stuff up as they go along. So,
oh, pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Now it's not cool, but before it was.
And the fact that he's getting such praise, right, that we're congratulating people for declaring – like for literally doing their jobs. Bare minimum.
Elite's going to elite, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's like the theme of both. Whether it's Paul Godfrey, former conservative politician.
And Godfrey and Mansbridge are both getting into this luscious Hall of Fame. So.
Yeah, with Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 19th of October, that's when the Liberals won. The 20th of October, that's when Bell petitioned the CRTC to overturn their verdict on internet access. So if you're paying attention to things like independent internet access in Canada, these small companies won the right through the CRTC to piggyback on Rogers and Bell and the other major players so that we have some option and we just don't get completely hosed by an oligopoly of major internet providers. And all throughout the Harper years, the telecom industry was saying, like, we do not want to have to rent space to these small upstarts. And say what you will about Harper, that government did slightly progress. They pushed the ball forward when it comes to making space for smaller companies and cell phones and internet and things like that. And so, like, just the shamelessness of Bell, the day after the Liberals win, they say, can we look at this again? Because they've got this new...
Do you have a moment?
Yeah. I know that you guys are just, you know, getting unpacked and everything, but we really, 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 really don't want to let the tech savvies and all these small companies piggyback our brand new fiber optic lines. And wouldn't it be great if we went back to the old days when you had like two options for internet coverage? So this is the same Bell that when they didn't like the CRTC's decision, Kevin Krull, who was the CEO of Bell Media at the time, called up the newsroom and said, I don't want to see the CRTC chairman on the news today. So this is a bit of a wonky tech policy issue, but mm-hmm. I think that this is a media issue, as like all signs pointing to, I mean, you work for BuzzFeed.
I do.
Everything is delivered over, like, it's just increasingly that's your TV line, that's your everything is your internet connection. Do you give the Conservatives any credit for at least protecting us in that respect?
Okay. I mean, that was sure nice of them. It was totally a play at, I think, young people, though. Like, someone in the conservative hot room was like, oh, my gosh, children love the internet. Young people love the internet. And we saw during the election precious Harper stood in front of that television with the Netflix logo and told us how very much she loves Breaking Bad, a little show called Breaking Bad. They were clearly trying to appeal to a certain type of person. And they, you know, this is a big issue for some people. I mean, I am, again, snake person millennial. I don't have cable. I only have internet. And declare it now, I use tech savvy. FYI, Peter Mansbridge. And they're clearly going after that on purpose. And I think they're hoping that for some reason, Trudeau's government would feel differently about it. And I don't think they will.
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of associations at the top of the – if you look at the who's on the boards, who's on the CRTC, who's with Bell, who's with the Liberals, you know, like there are small circles that kind of trade players pretty freely. I share – and I shared throughout the Harper years your cynicism about like what was behind that play for, you know – breaking up the monopolies in telecom. I always resented the way they treated us like consumers instead of as citizens, that it was this shallow idea that young people, they want their Breaking Bad, they want their Netflix, but you don't care about something like surveillance online or freedom of speech online. It's like those things we can tread on as long as we bring your cell phone bill down by 5%.
If they had gone after like micropayments on games, maybe that would have like
that would have won you over.
No, I absolutely am cynical about it, and I guess there you can sort of you could tie in sort of a libertarian viewpoint on it. Maybe they're going for that, as in like you know everybody should be free to make their own telecom companies and compete. But yeah, I didn't really buy it as a
Here's the problem with that's sort of like what Bell's saying is. Hey, free market, stop trying to regulate. Like, we're just,
just trying to do our thing here.
Doing our thing here. Yeah. We're the ones who invested in this fiber optic network. Of course, they've had, like, massive government subsidies over the years.
Who the fuck else can invest in a fiber optic network?
I know. And, like we're not going to have a laissez-faire free market, nor should we. It's idiotic to think that there should be, like, 8 different fiber optic networks that are, like, laying lines over our homes, under our homes. They had all this, like, right-of-way passage. The laws were completely bent in their favor. They got all kinds of public money and support in order to put fiber to our home. It doesn't make sense to have more than one fiber line going in, you know, the last mile. Asserting that there's some aspect of public property there that needs to be shared seems like a citizen's issue, not necessarily a consumer issue. And I know that, you know, Justin Trudeau, like he's made a big deal over the years that he's like a geek and that he reads XKCD and is down with like net culture. I think Trudeau plays a big game when it comes to like internet culture. He likes to kind of play that card, talk about reading XKCD. He's the geek PM. To actually reflect that in policy would be important.
Well, he's reflecting it on the internet. He has a GIF. The Liberal Party has made a GIF. So they're selling a T-shirt that says 50-50, little male symbol, little female symbol, and it says because it's 2015, of course, in reference to the answer he gave about gender equity in his cabinet. And if you donate $100 or more to the Liberal Party, you can get this lovely T-shirt. And on the landing page for that T-shirt is a little GIF of Trudeau speaking, and it says because it's 2015. And yeah, they realize that kids like GIFs.
They're encroaching on your turf. They're memeing themselves.
And I'm very uncomfortable with it. I mean, that's what we do. Politicians are supposed to make word art, maybe a little Corel, a little Stephen Corel draw. But yeah, they're trying.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
That's your Canada Land Shortcuts. I hope you enjoyed it. You can email me always at jesse@canadalandshow.com. I read them all and I respond when I can. And I'm on Twitter at Jesse Brown. Lauren, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lauren Strappa or find me on BuzzFeed.
Our website is at canadalandshow.com where we have next level newsletter sign-up technology live as we speak. Our crowdfunding site is patreon.com/CanadaLand. I make this show with Katie Jensen. The next episode of Canada Land will be up on Monday. The next episode of Canada Land Commons will be up on Tuesday. If you like this show, please support it. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures. And it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.